My heart and prayers go out to all those who are injured, those who have died, and those who have lost loved ones and experienced other hardships because of the tornado. At the same time, I'm grateful that, to my knowledge, none of our parishioners were injured in the tornado. The tornado came right in the middle of our Lenten penance service here at St. Mary of the Woods. I can probably say that's the first time I've ever heard confessions in the midst of a tornado. I guess a lot of firsts as a priest. The tornado came very close here, just on the other side of 33. But, you know, all of our parishioners were safe, and there was only minor damage here to the church from some debris. But given the level of devastation of certain areas nearby, you know, you wonder how anyone could have survived in certain areas. You know, but so far, the official count is only 3 deceased and 20-some hospitalizations. I was expecting the numbers to be far worse than that. So I'm grateful to God that the damage was limited to what it was. But as we were getting word of the tornado on Thursday night, you know, the cell towers were down, so communication was pretty spotty, and word was spreading that the tornado hit a trailer park and that there was a mass casualty event. And, you know, amidst the uncertainty and fears and chaos at a moment like that, a verse from Psalm 112 came into my mind. And the verse was, "The just man has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart, he trusts in the Lord." And we know that God is good. We know that he blesses us in so many ways. And that when he allows tragedies or bad circumstances to happen, it's only because he has a greater good in mind that he can bring about through that situation. But are those just words? Or do we really believe that? You know, even in the face of fear and uncertainty, in an event like a tornado, you know, when we don't know, you know, how many people were killed or how many people were injured, you know, sometimes our imaginations run wild and we, you know, run to the worst case scenario in our head. Do we believe at moments like that? But that's the greatness of the human spirit, that even in the face of a tragedy, even in the face of uncertainty, you know, we do trust that our Heavenly Father has complete power over the entire universe, and nothing can come about apart from his will. And so our trust in the Lord is greater than any tragedy or any darkness we can face. And that's where our confidence comes from. That even in a situation like that, as the psalm says, "The just man has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart, he trusts in the Lord." And in our gospel today, Jesus is about to face a terrible tragedy. You know, sufferings the likes of which we can't even imagine. And more than his own suffering, the pain that he would experience, I'm sure what brought him even greater anguish was knowing that it was humanity that would betray its creator. You know, he recognized the gravity of the sin that the human race was about to commit. But his hour had finally come. You know, this gospel, these are the last words that Jesus Christ speaks in his public ministry. And it's kind of an interesting gospel passage. You know, there's some Greeks that come up to Jesus and they want to see him. And then all of a sudden he says, "Now has my hour come." What's the significance of that? Well, it's the fulfillment of the prophecy. Christ is waiting for the Gentile nations to come to faith in him as a sign that his passion is about to come. And so that's what triggers his comments in today's gospel, is non-Jews are coming and expressing their faith in him. But at a moment like that, you know, the entire gospel, our Lord is saying, "My hour has not yet come. My hour has not yet come." And at this moment, he says, "The hour has come." And at that moment, his trust in his Heavenly Father does not waver. And he says, "What should I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour." And so he does not ask his Heavenly Father to take these trials away from him. but he embraces and accepts the passion that's about to come. And that's when the voice of his Heavenly Father, of our Heavenly Father, speaks from heaven. And so when we face tragedy, what do we say? Do we say, Father, take this away from me? Or are those not the moments we prepare for through prayer and through deepening our trust in God? You know, but at a time like this, you know, I think we can see within our local community here that our spirit is not broken. You know, people have come together and they've rallied with hope. And we recognize that good will come from this situation. What good can come from a situation like this? Well, first, situations like this deepen and purify our trust in God. It really tests us when we see darkness and devastation around us to still affirm our trust in the goodness of God our Father. We see goodness in how we come together as a community. You know, we've had parishioners who have been out, you know, hour after hour working through the night, you know, helping people, you know, going through the rubble and, you know, helping people in their time of need. You know, that's a sign of the goodness of God. You know, search and rescue crews, they searched within the first 24 hours 1,700 different structures. And so, you know, people are coming together. And so there's goodness that comes from that. You know, sometimes moments like this change our whole perspective on reality. And it sometimes causes people to return to faith in God and to return to their faith. You know, if they might have fallen away or forgotten the importance that the worship of God plays in our lives. But the greatest good that we see when we look around is that the human spirit is not broken. You know, the greatness of the human spirit shines the most brightly when we're in the face of darkness like this, and we face it with courage and trust in our Heavenly Father. You know, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. We see this preeminently in Jesus Christ. You know, his death on the cross made the resurrection possible and the redemption of each and every one of us that are here today. And the Eucharist that we receive, the risen Lord, present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, is made possible because of the sacrifice of our Lord. We will literally take divine life and receive it into ourselves as a fruit of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And so at this very Mass, we'll receive the benefits of what our Lord did. And so one thing we can learn from this is never to fear sacrifice, but with a firm heart, trust in the Lord. You know, as we join our sacrifices to the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the grain of wheat that died and brought redemption to each one of us and brought the grace of God to flow down into our community, you know, permeating the walls of this church and reaching out to those in need and to the whole world. And so we continue with this Mass with great trust in the power of God. And we know that the just man has no fear of evil news, but with a firm heart, trusts in the Lord.